Hey, Nathan. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Friday?
I'm doing horrible, but...
Oh, man. What's going on? Weather?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. You kind of cut out there.
Yeah, I don't know what. I think I ended up hitting the hold button or something. Yeah, I'm having big issues with this damn company here.
Say it one more time.
I'm having issues with this company here.
With
they
company?
Still got my pay. They still got my pay on hold for like the last.
Oh.
It's been over a week now.
And that's through Andy Leeds, right? Or Home Advisor.
And why they I don't know why they still got on hold. It's been almost 3 days now since I fixed the bullshit that they said to fix. And I really need that money because I need to pay the people like that loan me money for the material and stuff.
No, for sure. You got material. It's slowing down this process. Man, that's
I mean,
crazy.
Yeah, it's been over a week now. That's $650 that I need to. Well, now I probably don't even have much of it left. And then whenever I get done with this job, who knows? You know, I gotta like move money around to pay everybody and everything else.
Yeah, if I was you, I'd tell them to just take that pay option off, you know, because with the website we're creating for you, you'll have a payment option on there where they could just like you literally get paid on the spot. There's no wait time, you know.
Well, the dude was supposed to pay me through. Well, he asked me for my Zelle information and my Cash App information, but for some reason he ended up paying me through the Angie's app.
Man.
And well, that's it's terrible. Been like a ridiculous, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's your money, man, you should have it.
I mean,
you know?
And it's
crazy.
Been over, what, it's over, so, you know, I've been telling you it's been over a week now, over
yeah,
a week and a half.
Yeah, I think it's been like almost 2 weeks, you know, something like that, it's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of just dropping them all together if it's going to be like this and just getting with y'all and just strictly with y'all.
Well, you know, I always get asked that, like, should I leave Angie Leads, Thumbtack Networks? I always keep my answer the same. If it's making you money, keep it. If you're losing money, leave it, you know? This program,
yeah.
Though, all my clients that use Angie Leads, they like this better because it's just direct contact from the potential client. So it's your name and number on that first page of Google. Plus, in the program you're in, you got the Facebook ads, you know, you got the custom website, the 60 directories, the tracking system. It's a lot of bang for your buck, you know?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting on because either that, you know, and of course this job has been taking a little bit longer. And it's like, yeah. And then, of course, I've only done, like, three or four jobs. And when I called them, they were like, well, I guess they said already, oh, I'm, like, $500 for the month or whatever. I'm like, man, I haven't even been with y'all a month yet. But, yeah, already, I was like, man, I haven't even made that much money yet.
That's crazy. Right. Yeah, I would drop it then. But, like, ours is a set flat rate. You know what I'm saying? So... Even if you get, like, you get 30 jobs, right, we're not going to say, hey, Nathan's killing it, let's up his price. You know, it's the same rate each and every month, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's more affordable than their $500 a month or whatever. Plus,
right.
Whatever, you know, I can end up spending more than that. Actually, I think they said I owe, like, $800 because when I first got the app, somebody started clicking on shit that weren't supposed to click on. And when you do opportunities, you can add more to your account. And then, of course, I guess I got to go through and whatever jobs I didn't get that they hired somebody else, I got to go through and, like, ask for credit or something. Like, I'm just not familiar with how to, you know, I'm not so familiar with how to navigate, and it's not as easy as it seems like, you know. And, you can end up owing a lot of money before you even start.
Yeah, I've heard that before. You know, ours is super easy, though. Like, you have the tracking system. You could go onto your desktop or phone, and you even have an app that tracks all your leads coming through this program, and there are no lead fees. You know, it's a set flat monthly rate. You get an unlimited amount of clicks and calls, you know.
That seems super way easier.
Yeah. No, you'd love it, man. You'd love it. It's just the reason I wish I could just sign it up without the funds, because then you could see, like, how it works. But we have to buy, like, your domain. We have to build your website, pay Google and Facebook on your behalf, and the programmers for the directory submissions. You know,
regardless whether I get that money from them or not, I should still be getting this money. I should be done with this job today.
Okay.
So I should be getting the money from this job today, regardless whether I get it from them or not. But
tell them to Zelle you.
I'm definitely.
App, you know, that's insane.
Definitely not using them again through money for pay.
I wonder if they hold that money for your lead fees or something.
I don't know, because like, it seemed like they were going to process it through the first time, but then when on my end, my bank or something had an issue. Now all of a sudden it seems like it's just, because it's, when I look on the Andrews app, it says in transit, the pay is in transit or something.
Okay.
And then I look on my actual bank account information and it doesn't even show it yet.
Yeah, that's super
so
weird.
It's like, and then I call them, and then, of course, I have to go through the, like, the finance department or something.
And that's
and
like,
they said, well, maybe.
Job, and that's just a hassle, you know? Like, that's crazy.
And they were like, well, maybe it's because it's the first time you've used them or something. I was like, yeah, but still, it's, like, I know there's like got to be like material costs and all that other stuff like that needs to be, you know, taken care of.
Right, right.
Because, well, sometimes they pay you up front, you know, for the material costs and shit, but sometimes, like, these couple, they haven't.
Yeah. I would, when you have time, like, if you don't have a job, like, on Sunday or something, I would get on the phone and speak to, like, a supervisor or, you know, like, hey, I want my money, you know? And then you could even talk to your bank about, like, stopping payment with them. That way they don't bleed your account, you know, like, of that $800 or whatever, you know, ridiculous amount they said. But, yeah, this, if you have the funds to get it started, I mean, it'll be night and day for you, you know. I mean, the payment option even, we don't mess with your pay. So we don't, like, funnel our clients' pay and then pay them from it. Like, they're paying you directly on the spot, you know, so.
And like I said, $250 is way more affordable, too. So happen to, you know, they started off, their first initial payment was $100, and then after that it was like $5 a month, and then it was like, then I started seeing how everything was working. And the thing is, I didn't know how everything worked, and I ended up letting somebody, like, try to, kind of like secretarial work on my desk, and they started clicking on a bunch of stuff that they didn't know what they were doing, and I thought they did, but yeah, they started pushing on buttons they shouldn't have been pushing on.
And then they're charging you leads and stuff for it, is what happened.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then of course all the jobs at first were like way the hell away from me, like 45 minutes to like 30, 45 minutes away, and they were like, well, you know, you got a bunch of jobs, like, in your area. I'm like, well, why aren't they? Because, well, they said somebody clicked on them, but I don't think somebody did. I think they had just messed up on my location, because these jobs, when I first started getting them, were way the fuck out.
And they don't really, so their leads, they don't talk to the client, right? Like, they click on a lead form, they fill it out and send it in to you. So it could be like a 10-year-old filling that out for all they know, you know. I mean, this would be way better for you for sure. We have a lower package that you could start in at that doesn't have the Facebook ads at $149 for the pro package, but I highly recommend you start with the platinum with the Facebook.
I mean,
ads,
the $250 isn't really that big of a deal if I can get you to get paid, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really easily affordable. Once I start getting money coming in, I mean, this is, like I said, I just started this right here, and so I haven't really had much money And so, you know, and now I'm all in on all these styles where I got all my money out, you know, distributed and shit for the material. So it's just, I'm waiting on
the jobs, and it'll keep, the money will keep coming in, you know, for sure. But yeah, I'd get rid of that home advisor thing. When you have time, if I was you, I'd pause your leads first off on the app, and then just call them when you have a chance and cancel that thing, man. If it's bleeding.
Yeah, I got everything kind of paused. Yeah, because I was kind of, once y'all called me, I was kind of debating on keeping them and stuff, but now that I see that it seems like a lot of trouble, I think I'm just going to get rid of them and just, like I said, get on with y'all and do away with all that extra bullshit.
Yeah, and this will give you, it'll be a good supplement for you because it's your name and number on the first page of Google, so you shouldn't miss out anything. And by doing the platinum package, you have the Facebook ads running too, and your rate's not going to go up on you. It'll stay at that $249, so you won't have some surprise $800 bill from this, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds, but I mean, I guess, let me get back to you after I get done with this shit.
Yeah.
And then, hopefully I can get that money today, because this is like the third day. If I don't get that money in today, I'm gonna have to get on with the supervisor either tonight or tomorrow to try to deal with that, because that's $650 that they're like just playing with. I don't know.
They got it like hostage, it sounds like, you know, but I don't know. So I'll call you later today, or you could call me too after the money goes through, or if you have any questions. But yeah, this would be great for you. That way we could get started, get your Facebook ads launched, start working on the website, get your Google listing going. That way you're able to just cut out Home Advisor completely, you know. And I'll tell you this too. I don't usually tell, because I don't try to bash other companies or tell clients like what to do and not do. But if you're losing money like that and they're holding your money hostage from you, I would definitely leave it for sure.
Yeah, considering it was only supposed to be 3 days, and then it turned into like, yeah, I know I had messed up on my end on the account, whatever, but like, this is still a little ridiculous for, like, even for the mess up, like, it took them this long for telling me, and then I had to figure out through my bank that I messed up, instead of through them, hey, look, they could have came and told me, hey, look, this has happened, or, you know, whatever, and I could have got it resolved a whole lot faster. Instead, I had to go figure it out. And then through my bank, I was like, all right, well, I realized that I messed up something through them, and then I fixed it, and then I had to call them to figure out where the money was at, and then I messaged the customer. Well, the customer thought I was asking him for the money. I was just asking him if, like, actually, at first I did ask him, and then I realized that, what is it, a home advisor holds the money? So then I, like, messaged him back and be like, sorry, I didn't mean to message you. I realized that, you know, they have the money and you don't need to send nothing back. I guess he got mad and thought I was asking him for money still. And I was like, messaged me, hey, look, if you're trying to swindle me. I was like, dude, no, I was saying I apologize. And it's like, dude, they didn't explain to me that I guess when the customer pays Angie's List, they're the ones that hold the money, and they're the ones that send it to you, or whatever.
Tell them that, too, when you talk to the supervisor, because, man, you could have lost out on repeat business and word-of-mouth clients from that. Like,
because he got mad, you know, because he thought I was asking him for money, and I wasn't. I was just trying to figure out what was going on.
Right. Man, that's crazy, you know. And it's like, you're a handyman. You're not a digital marketing expert, so they should have caught it on their end that, hey, this was set up wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, I was just kind of having issues with them, you know, constantly. I mean, I've been doing all right with my customers. It's just, like, with them, it's like, I don't know, I've been having a bunch of issues now that I'm starting to get the money, or supposed to be getting the money coming in, you know? I was like, shoot. I only got paid like a couple small jobs, and then now I still held up on my money.
Right.
And it should be, you know, one, with this job taking a little bit longer, and two, with them holding that money, which has made me take this job a little longer, because, you know, I was expecting that money to use for material on this job.
Right.
So it kind of held me up even longer on this one. So it's like I've been losing out like three times as much
Yeah,
but
I mean, we could have already had your Facebook ads launch, so you're missing out on that business too from Google and Facebook.
Exactly.
So I'm glad you got to go through it, man. That's all I've been waiting for
to get on with y'all is this money to come through.
Right. And you could have already been up there, you know. So it's a big hassle for sure. Sounds like I'm sorry you have to go through that. You wouldn't have to worry about that with us either, you know.
Well, I hope not, because I really do hope to get on with you, like, hopefully in the next couple of days or so. If not today, if I can, but I don't know. I just can't.
Yeah. Hopefully today, that way we can be rocking and rolling by next week, you know? Because, remember, it's a process. We have to create the website page. We have to get your Facebook ads launched and going, create the Google listing, et cetera. So that's the only... The thing with lead services like Thumbtack, Angie Leads, Networks, is they have leads hot and ready because they already have their paid position on Google. For you guys, when we're branding your business from like scratch on the first page, we have to create everything. So that's why I'm saying it's like, man, if you would have started 2 weeks ago, you would have already been rolling on this, you know? So, Yeah, if you get the funds today, just call me. I'll call you later today, too, just to check, touch base and see what's going on. Okay?
All right. Yeah, I apologize for all the hassle.
It's not even your fault, man. Home Advisor should be calling us apologizing.
Right, for real.
Man, that's crazy. Don't even sweat it, man. It's not your fault anyway, you know? But, yeah, I'll touch base with you later today. Good luck on that job you're on. And, just call me when you get a chance to. Okay?
All right, I will. Definitely.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, Nathan. Bye.
Bye.